This is From Fear to Fabulous with Natalie Eve Marquis, episode 4.
Welcome to From Fear to Fabulous, the podcast that helps you transform fear, heal emotional wounds, gain absolute clarity, and live a fabulous life. Now here's your host, master intuitive healer, coach, and teacher, Natalie Eve Marquis.
Yesterday morning, it was a beautiful sunny day in Sedona, Arizona, but my thoughts were dark and cloudy. Ever have one of those days? Yeah, me too. I didn't like how I was feeling, which was sad and discouraged. The medicine I have my little cat Charlie on seems to be losing its effectiveness. Charlie is an 18-month-old black and white tuxedo cat. I rescued him when he was just 3 weeks old. His mama gave birth to him in an old abandoned barn that my former brother-in-law owned at the time. The mama cat disappeared and never came back. I adopted Charlie, bottle-fed him, and nurtured him back to life. I've had animals all my life, and I'm a big animal lover. But I think I'm extra close to Charlie because I bottle-fed the little guy every hour on the hour for weeks in those early days. In any case, about 4 or 5 months ago, I discovered that Charlie has a neurological disease. I'd been hopeful that the medicine he was on would keep him feeling good and comfortable for at least a few years. But yesterday, I noticed he's laying down more, which is not typically young cat behavior, and he's eating less. So I was feeling sad because there's not much else I can do for the little guy. And he's been such a joy and a delight that I'm really going to miss him when he's gone. I've learned not to stuff down or avoid my feelings, so I let myself grieve and feel sad. Usually, being fully present with my feelings and allowing them to move through me works wonders. However, yesterday, the sadness was heavy and lingering. As I was driving to work, still being present with what I was feeling, I realized that I was actually feeling something deeper than sadness. I was feeling hopeless. And as soon as I realized, I wanted to leap away from and resist being hopeless. Hopeless felt too dark and heavy. But I resisted that urge, and I let hopelessness have some space. I just sat with that hopelessness. Once I did that, I realized that I was feeling hopeless because my thoughts weren't just saying, "Charlie's going to die soon." The thoughts running through my head were also saying, "Everything is such a struggle. Nothing in my life is working out. This is too hard. I can't do this. I have no one to hug me and tell me everything is going to be okay. I'll never figure out a way to be happy again." As you can see, the thoughts were spiraling down. None of them were true, but it was what my brain was dishing out, so it's no wonder I felt sad and hopeless. If I didn't do the work to pinpoint why I was feeling hopeless, I could have spiraled into feeling really depressed for a day or more. Instead, I allowed these emotions and thoughts to roll through me. And once the energy of the emotion dissipated, I reminded myself that Charlie has had a wonderful life with me. I've been blessed to have him, and I'm super grateful to have him in my life. I reminded myself that I can handle this. I can handle making sure he has quality of life for as long as possible, and then making sure his transition is as smooth and as loving as possible. And I can reach out to my sister and friends for emotional support, and even my friends for hugs when I need them. In today's episode, I want to share a specific technique I use for shifting negative thinking. Now, your negative thoughts might not be as dark as mine were yesterday, but we all have them, right? Your negative thoughts might sound like this. I'm not smart enough, or motivated enough, or pretty enough, or strong enough. This is so overwhelming, I'll never get everything done. Everything is so hard. Ugh, it's all my fault. How could I do this? Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me. I'm too sensitive. Gosh, I'm weak. If I say what I really think, people will leave me. I'm trapped. I can't get out of this. I don't know what to do. If I don't do it perfectly, then I'm worthless. All my coworkers think I'm stupid. I can't handle this. I can't trust or rely on other people. If you think thoughts like these, please know you're not alone. And also know it's not your fault. I know, you heard me. Sounds crazy, right? That it's not your fault because it's coming from your brain, right? But it's true. It's not your fault. Did you know that according to the Cleveland Clinic, the average person has about 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. And about 80% of them are negative and a whopping 95% of them are repetitive. This means most of these junky thoughts that crossed your mind are based on old programming or just, you know, old habitual types of thinking. This is good news because it means you can reprogram your brain. And it's entirely within our power to reprogram our thoughts. We don't have to believe the thoughts we think. Most of them are not worth considering anyway. But it does take some practice and persistence to change those thoughts. I like to use the analogy of a computer when it comes to the brain and how we think and feel. We were born into this world with our original divine programming. Our human soul seed, if you will, included everything we needed to reach our highest potential. And just like that little acorn comes with everything it needs to become a big, gorgeous, mighty oak tree, each of us came programmed with everything we need to become our biggest, boldest, brightest selves. When we consistently think the same negative thoughts over and over, it becomes a negative thought pattern, and then that can become a negative belief. Negative beliefs are like a virus in our brain's computer programming. A virus is a computer code that corrupts the system so it no longer runs smoothly or correctly. Likewise, our negative beliefs and negative thoughts are like viruses that are making us think and feel we are not good enough or that we're somehow broken or defective. This is not the truth of who we are or our true divine nature. Anytime we think or feel something crappy, it's like a big flashing light letting us know we're thinking and feeling something that is not in alignment with our true divine nature. Negative thinking can spread just like a virus, creating negative thought patterns. Once it becomes a negative thought pattern, it means that the thought process has become habituated. Once it becomes a habit, the thought process typically goes unconscious and is stored in our subconscious, which means we are no longer aware of our negative thoughts or negative thought patterns. Just like a computer virus, we can't see it, but we can feel it, and we experience the negative effects of it every day. This is why we often feel depressed, sad, anxious, or frustrated, but we really don't know why. It's because the thought became a habit, and it's now hanging out in our subconscious. However, our feelings are clues that can help us find and pinpoint our negative thoughts, and then we can consciously change them. It does take some time and effort to do the self-coaching work necessary to change these negative thought patterns. If we don't change these negative thought patterns, the energy of the unresolved negative thoughts and emotions can stockpile in the body, creating energetic blocks and leaks. Over time, these can create illness in the body, fatigue, anxiety, depression, and more. In the work I do with the Reiki Release Emotional Healing Method, it helps pinpoint and release buried emotions and negative beliefs. Once that energy is released, and once we're no longer consciously or unconsciously using our energy to stuff down old emotions and limiting beliefs, we can use this freed up energy to fuel our passions, goals, and dreams. That's why I love my work so much. It helps people let go of that old pain and old programming so they can feel better and create a life they love. Counseling, cognitive behavioral therapy, and hypnosis are also helpful resources. But there is also a lot of do-it-yourself methods we can use to find and release unprocessed emotions and transform our negative thinking. We can use affirmations, visualizations, mantras, prayer, meditation, and self-hypnosis. I've personally worked with all of these and found them helpful, but sometimes not as helpful as I hoped. I recently discovered that one of the reasons affirmations don't always work is because we're trying to pile positive thinking on top of negative thinking, which energetically cancels itself out. We're also quite often trying to jump from a negative thought to a super positive thought too quickly. This just doesn't work. Instead, we need to help our brains unravel or disengage from the negative belief. One way to do this is with a thought ladder. I first heard this term in a podcast by Kara Lowenthal. I'll leave a link to her thought ladder episode in the show notes. A thought ladder is a tool that enables us to transition from a negative thought to a positive thought by inserting one or more neutral statements in the middle. When we try to jump from a negative thought to a positive thought, our brain doesn't believe the positive thought yet. If it did, we'd already be thinking it. A thought ladder is a particularly helpful technique because it helps us transition from a negative thought to a better thought in a way that our brain actually believes and resonates with. Having a series of neutral thoughts in the middle helps our brain unravel and disengage from the negative thought in a way that it's believable to the brain. To create a thought ladder, grab a piece of paper and a pen. Sketch a ladder by drawing two vertical lines a few inches apart from each other. Next, draw five horizontal lines evenly spaced between the two vertical lines. You now have a ladder. Now let's suppose one of your negative thoughts is, "I'm so overwhelmed." Write that negative thought down on the bottom rung of your ladder. Next, ask yourself, "How do I really want to feel instead?" I want to feel capable and focused. So I write that as my positive statement in the top line. I write, "I am capable and focused," on the top rung of my ladder. Now, fill in the middle rungs with neutral statements. Neutral statements are statements or thoughts that your brain doesn't feel strongly about either way. Neutral statements feel good in your body. There's no resistance or disagreement. They typically feel like a truth. When you say them, you easily believe them. So to continue with the overwhelmed to capable example, on the second rung, I wrote, "Everything is okay." Because in this moment, everything is okay. And that felt true to me. On the middle rung, I wrote, "I can set priorities," which also feels true and acceptable. On the fourth rung, I wrote, "One bite at a time." We have now created a thought ladder in order. So from the bottom, we have, "I am so overwhelmed." And then we step up to, "Everything is okay." Then we step up again to, "I can set priorities." And then the next step, "One bite at a time." And then the top rung, "I am capable and focused." Sometimes just creating the thought ladder creates a huge shift all by itself. Other times you'll need to consciously work at shifting from the old thought to the neutral thought and then to the new positive thought. Here's how to do that. First, begin by catching yourself thinking the negative thought. If you're not aware of the particular thought, then notice what you're feeling. Since all emotional feelings come from thoughts, we sometimes notice the feelings first. When it comes to overwhelm, we might feel anxiety in our belly or chest, or pressure in our head, or a heavy weight on our shoulders. Be with the feeling and the sensation of that feeling in your body. Let some of the energy of the feeling move through you rather than trying to avoid it or stuff it down. Once you do this, you can now typically become aware of the thoughts you were thinking that are creating the feelings of overwhelm. You might notice the thoughts moving through your brain are such that say, "I'll never get all this done. I have too much to do. I don't have enough time. I don't want to have to work this hard. I want to go outside and play." It's thoughts like these that are creating the feeling of overwhelm. At this point, it's helpful to remind yourself that this thought is just a thought. It's not necessarily the truth. It's just a thought. And it could quite possibly be based on an old perspective or an old thought pattern. We often think, "Well, if I'm thinking it, it must be true." And this is definitely not true, and it's not the case. Our brain was simply built to create thoughts. I like to think of the brain is very similar to like how our heart pumps blood, you know, like a heart pumps blood and manufactures blood 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And our brain is the same way. It just manufactures and creates thoughts 24/7. It's what the brain does. But you can be the boss of your own brain. So it's time to start telling your brain what to think. So when you catch yourself thinking that negative thought, tell yourself that you're no longer owning that thought because it's just old programming or it's just some old junky thought that you don't want anymore. And instead, affirm one of your neutral statements in its place, such as, "In this moment, everything is okay." After repeating this a few times, you might feel ready to consider your next neutral thought, such as, I can set one or two priorities. Let this thought of setting one or two priorities inspire you to take one small doable action. For example, you might begin by doing a brain dump of your entire to-do list. Just get it out of your head and onto paper. List everything you want to get done, no matter how small. You might need to write a 3-page article by Monday and clean out the cat box and help Jesse with his homework or renew your car insurance. Whatever it is, put it all down on paper. From here, you might choose your top priorities. Consider selecting your top three priorities based on what you value the most. Maybe in this phase of your life, it's your career, or it's your family, or it's creating a peaceful and harmonious home environment. Whatever it is, once you have your top three, pick one of the top three and take concrete action to get that to-do item done right now. Taking action is super important. When we take action after choosing a neutral thought, it helps confirm to our brain that we are truly thinking and moving in a new direction, one in which we feel capable and focused, which then makes it easier to affirm and embody that ultimate feeling we wanted to feel, which is, I am capable and focused. Another tip is to look for and find evidence of your neutral thought and positive statements in your life. Ask yourself, where else in my life is everything okay? This activates your brain's reticular activating system so rather than finding evidence of your negative thoughts, it's now directed to seeking and finding confirmation of your new chosen thoughts, of your new thoughts that you want to adopt. The more you do this, the more the old negative thought pattern simply fades away and the new thought pattern becomes your regular operating system. Here are a couple other thought ladder examples. One around, I get this a lot from my clients, is feeling too sensitive. So your bottom rung might be, I'm too sensitive. Being sensitive makes me feel weak and powerless. So we ask ourselves, how do we want to feel instead? So the opposite might be, I want to feel strong and confident. A thought ladder for this might be, the lower rung being, I'm too sensitive. Then maybe the next rung could be, I feel things deeply. And the middle rung might be, I have feelings. Again, that's the middle ones of the neutral statements. To the next neutral statement, which means I can handle it. And then the top rung finally is, I am strong. If you're afraid of making mistakes, a helpful thought ladder might be, mistakes make me look bad. That's the lower rung item for on your thought ladder. Mistakes make me look bad. To humans make mistakes, that's a neutral statement. To your next neutral statement, which is, I am a human being. And then maybe the next rung up on your ladder is, I learn from my experiences. And then finally, your top ladder thought, your new thought that you want to adopt, is, I am wise and compassionate. So that's a helpful thought ladder to move from, you know, mistakes make me look bad or mistakes are bad, to I am wise and compassionate. And there you have it, a solid concrete process for transforming negative thinking into empowered thinking. It's a process that will help you begin taking back control of your brain and what it's thinking. It's the very process that I use myself. It works, but only if you work it. And I truly hope you'll give it a try. And please reach out if you have any questions or need some help brainstorming assistance in finding neutral thoughts or creating a thought ladder for your particular issue. I'll leave a link to a PDF of several thought ladder examples along with a fill-in-the-blank thought ladder in the show notes so you can use it to transform your own thoughts. And I'll also include a link to Kara's thought ladder episode. It is so worth doing the work to transform negative thinking because when we think better, we feel better. Here are some questions to ponder from today's episode. When you think about your job or career, what negative thoughts come to mind? When you think about your relationships, what negative thoughts come to mind? When you think about your health, what negative thoughts come to mind? When you think about your finances, what negative thoughts come to mind? How do you feel when you think these thoughts? And how would you like to feel instead? And now you have some fuel to go work with your thought ladder. So, my fabulous friends, that's it for today. Be sure to visit the show notes to download the Thought Ladder examples and for links to Kara's Thought Ladder podcast episode. I'd love to hear from you. What did you find helpful about today's talk? Did you learn something new, or did it affirm something you've been practicing all along? I'd love to know that too. Please share your comments and questions on the podcast episode page at nataliemarquis.com. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a fabulous day.
Thank you for listening to the From Fear to Fabulous podcast. It would be so fabulous if you would take a moment to subscribe and write a quick review about us on iTunes. If you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to cover, then please visit us at nataliemarquis.com.